Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Hannah Vanderveer, about all the events coming up in February. Spring is right around the corner. It is February. A lot of things going on when it comes to the chamber this month and moving forward. First off, recently a congressman from California was in town for a meeting. Ro Khanna, take us through. I know city leaders were in that, school leaders were in that, as well as the chambers. Take us through the reason he was in town and how that meeting went.
Yeah, we were happy to host Ro Khanna in Knoxville for an afternoon. He was in Iowa for the caucuses, and we have made some Knoxville connections with Ro. A little bit of background on him. He was heavily involved with a project in Jefferson, Iowa called The Forge, which has integrated a lot of technology jobs in the Jefferson area. So we are interested in that project and the success that they're seeing from that. So we were happy that Ro took some time to come down and talk with Knoxville leaders. We gave him a tour of the community and then just sat down and picked his brain a little bit to really talk about the opportunities that Knoxville has in starting to become an innovator in technology and bringing technology jobs to the community.
Tomorrow, obviously, you have the Meet for Coffee, the Let's Meet for Coffee coming up. I know that's a fun event every time. Take us through that.
Yeah, so Let's Meet for Coffee happens the second Thursday of every month. It's at Coffee Connection from 8:30 to 10. It's a come and go event, so you can drop in before work, grab coffee, interact with others in the business community, and head to work. It's just a great opportunity to converse and do a little bit of networking.
And one thing that has been a pretty big success with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, especially last year, was the Lunch and Learn events. This one coming up next week will feature Jill DeYoung with the Knoxville City Council, but she's not working as a city councilwoman. She's going to be taking us through QuickBooks.
Absolutely. Jill is a QuickBooks wizard, we like to say. So she'll kind of be going through just the beginner aspects of QuickBooks. A lot of our smaller businesses do accounting themselves, and just giving them tips and tricks on the specific software options that they have. So our QuickBooks Lunch and Learn is on February 20th from noon to 1, and it will be held at the Knoxville Public Library.
Now, after that, another event the following week. We've mentioned a little bit, but we'll go through again the get-together coming up on, I believe, the 27th. Take us through that and what that means for the Chamber.
Absolutely. Our annual gathering, our biggest event of the year, Thursday, February 27th at Pine Knolls Golf Club this year. It begins with a social hour from 5:30 to 6:30, and then we will have a program from 6:30 to 7:30. So it's a great opportunity for anyone in the business community to come out. Again, make those connections. Collaboration has been a huge thing that we've been focusing on the last couple of years. So continuing to build those collaborations and partnerships in the business community, as well as showing what we're doing as a Chamber of Commerce and how we're representing our businesses. The event is free for anyone to attend. We want people to come out and enjoy, but we do ask that attendees RSVP in advance, and that can be done on our website.
Now, I know over the past year in 2019, you increased membership here at the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, a lot of different events held throughout the year. This seems like the Chamber took that next step when it comes to activities and events and being a big changer and mover and shaker in the community. I guess when it comes to that, how do people be a part of it? You know, spring's coming up, obviously more events and things coming up. How do either business leaders or people in general be a part of the Chamber?
Absolutely. Right now would be the perfect time to jump on board as a member of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. All of our renewals are sent out in March. So if anyone wants to become a member, we have all types of memberships from out-of-home businesses, 1 to 2 employees, up to 500-plus employees, retired members, anything and everything. So any person who just has a general interest in the success of Knoxville and supporting our business community is more than welcome to become a Knoxville Chamber member. We have membership information on our website, but we also just love to sit down and have a meeting to kind of discuss in person.
Thanks to Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Director Hannah Vanderveer for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.